Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Well, today is a show that I'm very excited about, and frankly, if you either own a purple plate or you're thinking about getting one, please do what you can to record a copy of today's show, because actually I am classifying today as the one show in the history of the Astrology Hour where we will give you more information about what these plates are, what they're used for. There's a lot of excitement going on. We've actually distributed hundreds of these plates through donations to the Astrology Hour in the last 3 weeks. And because people are finding out they are very powerful and that they do, in fact, work, there's a lot of excitement and hysteria about them. Actually, there was only one person that didn't like the plate. Only one person out there said that they didn't feel anything out of several hundred that we've distributed already, and everybody else has been going pretty crazy over them. What we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about an incredible man named Ralph Bergstresser, who invented the plate. We know him as Arby. And included in today's topic, I'm going to discuss an article that was printed in December 1986 issue, Health Consciousness Magazine, if you can find a copy of that. As far as I can see, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, A, these plates are not FDA approved. So even though people have made claims on the air and off the air of changes in their health for the better, the Food and Drug Administration does not recognize these plates. That's number one. Number two, no matter where you are in your growth metaphysically, astrologically, or concerning consciousness, or meditation, I feel that these plates will lift you higher, and I've gotten results myself after 12 months of analysis and study and research on them. That's how long it took me to complete my finalization on them. What we're talking about here is balance, and we are talking about messianic consciousness, and we are talking about bringing some luck and some love and some happiness into your life. So what today's show is a better presentation than we've ever done on trying to explain to you what these positive energy plates are about. Now, this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, and we are dedicated to open-mindedness, not forming any bottom lines, and seeking further truth in the universe, which means we're not trying to shove anything down anybody's throat, nor are we trying to tell anyone how to live their life or what to believe. We use things like astrology, like metaphysics, like psychic and spiritual awareness, like karma analysis, understanding reincarnation, and things like crystals, celestite, rose quartz, and things like these positive energy plates to assist an individual in self-realization, self-discovery, to plug into the power of God, the power of love that lies within the individual, so they can help transform and so they can help improve their overall life structure at a higher vibration, in a higher consciousness, in a more comfortable, positive living condition. So that's really what this show is dedicated for and all about. So that's why sometimes you hear astrology topics, sometimes you hear metaphysical topics, and oftentimes you will hear topics about things that we have found that add or aid to people's lifestyles. That's why I absolutely implore you, if you have a tape recorder, to record today's show and have this show on file, to give you information about everything we could possibly tell you about these plates. Now, our third dimensional material world consists of energy at different rates of vibration. Everything in the universe is energy and vibration. The conversion of matter into energy and energy into matter is a continuous process going on forever throughout the universe. And each basic element of the known atomic chart consists of energy at different rates of vibration. The difference between gold and silver, for example, is due to the differences in atomic structure and vibrational rates. Elements evolve the same as people. Lead will someday evolve up the atomic chart to a higher basic element such as gold or silver. There is a frequency or vibration of energy that saturates the universe. This energy is beneficial to all living cells, whether human, plant, or animal. And man has the power to utilize this energy with his mind, and so do women. Now, every thought is transmitted by this energy, this basic energy of the universe. As man was created in the image of God, quote-unquote, or the creator, so was woman, the yin-yang symbol, he has been given the power of God or the creator. Now, I want you to know that part of today's topic is coming from channeled information from one of my masters, somebody who I consider to be an ascended master, Ralph Bergstresser, the man who invented and developed these plates. Much of this also is coming to you from this article in the Health Consciousness magazine, December 1986, through which Ralph wrote. Okay, so let's continue here. So basically, we find that every thought, every single thought is transmitted by this energy, this basic energy of the universe, and man and female being co-creator with the creator. So we act as the creative expression of the God force in this universe. Now, this energy might be considered the basic power of the universe, or God, the basic vibration in atomic structures we're talking about. Now, to a scientist, or to many scientists at least, God is energy, God is nature, God is everything, God is everywhere. God is in a tree, a rock, in water, in a stone, and in each human being, plant, or animal in our earth. Everything in our world not created by God, nature, has been created by man, or woman, either one. The beginning of a creation by man, quote-unquote, is by thought. When a thought is created in a person's mind, it is projected out into the universe, into the ethers, into the fourth dimension. And the power behind the thought is energy, or you can call it God power, or creative power, or in the yoga philosophy, prana, spelled P-R-A-N-A. See, today's topic on the Advanced Purple Plate Principles, the positive energy plate, is so interesting because I'm trying to scientifically explain to you how these things work, because I am so excited about what's going on here. Now, every living cell must have this energy, this prana, to remain alive, as it centers all living cells in animal, plant, and human beings. The breath of life, which also can be referred to in the Bible as the Holy Spirit, is the same as this energy, this prana. Man does not live by bread alone, and neither does women, but by this energy, prana, which might even be considered life itself. Without prana, without this vibration, there is no life. Men and women have free will, and they may utilize this energy for good or for evil purposes. It may be used in a positive or a negative manner. Spiritual growth is our only purpose and reason for being alive on earth, and you've heard me say that over and over again almost every day. Each individual must learn how to utilize this energy, this love, this prana, this God energy for spiritual growth and constructive purposes. Misused God power or energy is what builds karma. Now, how many times have you heard me say that anything that goes against the spirit is karma? I'm trying to confirm all this stuff. Constructive use, positive use of this energy, this prana, raises the level of consciousness of people and their awareness, or raises their vibration rate and or frequency. Eventually, each individual's soul will have to consciously become aware of or tune into this God power or energy to attain cosmic consciousness that we call Christ or messianic consciousness that we talk about all the time on the show, which is what a lot of people are coming to right now. At that time, when people start attaining cosmic consciousness, or when you as an individual attain that level, the superconscious mind, which I will also refer to as the fourth dimensional mind, becomes united with the conscious mind, which for today's show I will call the third dimensional mind, and people begin to do what we call see the light and become more in tune or more in harmony with the universe, more one with the universe, which is what we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks. Now, in the Christian world, in the fundamentalist sense, this would be called attaining Christ consciousness for many, what I would call sometimes even metaphysical Christians, but may be attained also through prayer and meditation from any religion. Now, this final stage of evolution in a human being is symbolized, for example, in the Great Pyramid that's found on any dollar bill. The capstone with the all-seeing eye elevated slightly above the pyramid is symbolic of man's and female evolution. Every individual has a different rate of vibration, so no two individuals have the same rate of vibration, just as no two fingerprints are the same. All people's earthly problems are created by their thought projections. Whatever happens to each individual, in metaphysical sense, is no accident. When people's attention is on illness, then they will create illness, as it is created for themselves, by their own thought projections. When we project from our mind, in the form of thought, we create and receive. Unfortunately, many times, even though people appear to be okay, or appear to be good, positive, loving souls, completely healthy, we have no idea what goes on in their thought processes. And somebody that might appear totally healthy to us in a physical sense may be dealing with some kind of anger or stress or fear from even a past life that would create a negative vibration that might project a negative illness in their thought patterns that could create it because they believe it exists. So unfortunately, mankind on Earth has not yet reached the stage of awareness to understand this simple fact. So therefore, people consequently suffer from illness and disease from their own creations. Now, I want to give a disclaimer once again that this program is the opinion of Farley Malaris, and once again, I'm not trying to say that I know all the answers, but along with my pal, my friend, my associate, Ralph, where this information is coming from, this is a metaphysical expression of how we feel the universe works. So I don't want people to call me or write me and tell me that I'm crazy, you know. Okay, let's continue, because the bottom line here is we're talking about these purple plates. And I want to get to the reason why they are so important. Now, if we fear an accident, or if we fear accidents or people around us fear accidents, then they will manifest. That's how powerful we are. We set it up that way. We projected our creative powers and energy to set up things like accidents, like disease, illness, and even our own death. Man and womankind's greatest enemy is fear. And you remember that saying by Winston Churchill, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. It's so totally metaphysical that it blows my mind how highly evolved Winston Churchill was. A perfectly balanced person can become immune to illness and disease by having no fear. Nature's marvelous built-in healing powers protect the perfect human from all negative situations, including illness, disease, and accident. Spiritual growth requires overcoming all negative thinking, dissipates the life force or vital energy. Man must suffer to learn the laws of the universe, so must woman, the laws of nature, and the laws of God. People stand in their own light, blinded by ego, unaware that they have the power of the Creator as co-creator with God. So people on earth do not yet realize what they really are or what they are doing with their God-given mind power. Consequently, they suffer much pain and illness in their gradual climb up the ladder of evolution and spiritual growth. Mankind and womankind must learn the hard way, and experience is the teacher, and that's what karma is all about. Whenever you do anything against the spirit, it's misused God power, and that's where we build negative energy, and that's karma, that's where there's a debt, that's where there's a price that must be paid. The plates. The energized plates are to help ease this suffering, and to help mankind and female kind raise their vibrational rate. As we move into the new age, and we are there now, as of June of 1990, we are officially in the age of Aquarius, the atomic structure of these aluminum plates has been altered with man-made equipment. The atoms and electrons of the aluminum have been altered so that these plates are in resonance, spelled R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E, or in tune with the basic energy or prana of the universe. Now, these plates function as transceivers, creating a field of energy around themselves that will penetrate any material substance. Now, this energy is very beneficial, the life force energy, to all life, plant, animal, or human. It might be considered as positive energy or as God power. Now, love is positive energy, and God is love, therefore God is energy. Science has proven that by projecting love or positive energy to a plant, for example, the plant will flourish and grow vigorously. The plate energy will also do the same thing to plants. We have found that if a child is injured, it will run to its mother, who automatically will project love, positive energy, to the child, and by laying her hands on the painful area, she automatically releases energy or prana in yoga, and the pain is relieved. The plates we have found do the same thing when placed upon an injured area of man, plant, or animal. And because these plates are so incredible and metaphysical, like I said before, the FDA has not approved them. They are not FDA approved, but many people have used them for tremendous positive health results. Now, if a person receives a burn, they have suddenly changed the normal vibrational rate of the tissue, and therefore they suffer pain. And we have found that the plates, for most people, will help to quickly return the burned area back to its normal rate of vibration, and the pain will usually be relieved or disappear. All faith healing utilizes this energy, this prana. So understanding how it works and understanding this God energy will help the plates trigger their force that much more. In other words, if you're a total skeptic or agnostic about anything, then you might have a lot of trouble making anything in your life work. But if you embrace the power of God and the power of this prana, then something like these purple plates could help trigger miracles in your life. These plates will help to raise the vibrational rate of any individual using them, of course, unless they are so totally skeptic and so close-minded that perhaps they do not allow the energy to flow through to them. And in no way can these plates be harmful. You know, I wouldn't recommend people chop them up and eat them, of course. It's a metal. But other than that, just handling them, we have found that they are harmless. The plates can neutralize anything negative in food or water. That's what we found when we've used them. That's our own tests. I've been working on these plates for over a year now. And many people place their food on the large plates while they are still in paper sacks from the market. The time required is about 15 minutes. I have found from my personal experimentation that the plate energy changes the taste of wine. For some reason, cheap wine improves, and expensive wine, in many cases, becomes like vinegar. And people that have gotten the plates have used this very same test, and it blows their mind how powerful the results from the plate is. A glass of water, I have found, may become energized in 2 or 3 minutes by setting it on a plate. And we have had people in foreign countries report to us that they energize their drinking water. For example, in Mexico, we've had people go down there, you know, with the Montezuma's Revenge, eliminate the illness, the diarrhea, and the stomach upset from the water by just placing their water on these plates for a few minutes before they drink it. And we've gotten reports, incredible reports, that that positive energy is restored to the water. A plate that is placed on top of or under a vodka martini has been found to ruin the martini. It'll taste like water. Time required is about 2 or 3 minutes. We have also found in our research that coffee changes taste, cigarettes will become milder, pineapple and some other fruits will become sweeter and not sour tasting, and when the plates are usually placed on burns, cuts, aches, and pains in the human body, we have found some people to report healing appears to be accelerated and the pain lessens or disappears entirely. What I find the plates to do is they serve as transmitters and receivers to accentuate your own God power to allow for the healing to take place. So the plates are actually midwifing the own higher power of God that is inside of you. Now, as you can see, I'm pretty excited about these plates. This is accomplished by returning the injured cell or tissue back to its normal vibrational weight, and healing is accomplished by bringing the afflicted area back into proper balance. And these plates have been channeled to Earth from the higher realms, the spiritual world, to Ralph Bergstresser, our friend, Arby, to benefit mankind, and female kind also, for sure, and to help relieve our suffering at this time of massive transition where the great choice of peace or apocalypse is definitely upon us, all over the world. And so we are literally in the twilight hours before the dawn of the new age totally is upon us. The violet color, or the purple color, represents the seventh ray. The color vibration is also very beneficial to obtain the desired results. Some people, including myself, sleep on these plates by placing them either under their mattress if it's a large plate or in the pillow. And this helps to give them more energy and raise the vibrational rate while you sleep. Other people cannot sleep with the plates near them, or they'll remain awake most of the night. By wearing the small plate in a pocket or around the neck in a little sack, we have found most people will feel an increase in energy, less fatigue, and some people find the best results by using them for shorter periods, perhaps only 30 minutes or 1 hour each day or twice a day. This all depends upon the individual, and many reports have also come back that, believe it or not, the plates can change, they can alter in size and or shape, that they've been known to bend, and some people, believe it or not, have reported disappearance of the plates and then reappearance, which you might call a dematerialization, which I myself have not found to be true yet, but that's what some people have said. How or why this happens is totally unknown. And these plates have been in use on Earth, believe it or not, for more than 15 years, and they have been improved and changed. The former plates were more rough in quality, and they were gold in color, and they were more bumpy or more grindy. The plates that we now have developed, that Ralph has developed, are much more smoother and gentler, and I feel more powerful. But after 15 years, actually it's close to 20 years now that they've been around, they're still functioning very well at that length of time, so they don't wear out from what we know. And once the structure of the atoms of the aluminum have been altered, they will remain in that condition, possibly indefinitely. The plates are not charged. They are utilizing the basic energy of the universe, free energy, which is prana. And the best thing I can figure out from all of this is that these plates are literally interdimensional, and there is something about them that literally is plugged into the other side, to the higher realm. So when you have them around you, it's almost like a window or a warp to your higher self, to the other side. I am just blown away. I have this one man named Gerard who, in fact, inspired today's topic because he came over to my house yesterday and invested $500 into these plates because he is just blown away by them. I've had people that will get the plates and come back to us with reorders and reorders and reorders. And I needed to do today's show, hopefully to have you record and take notes, so you would have a better idea of exactly what they are. I wanted to give you more of a full explanation, more of a concise ingredient of how powerful this energy is. If you want to know who Ralph Bergstresser is, he wants to remain anonymous. He's not the type of guy to be on the radio, so he won't do an appearance. He's a Cancer. And this guy was one of the higher-up, more powerful, more intellectual micro-engineers at TRW for many years, and Litton Industries. So as far as science and technology and engineering goes, he has combined that with higher consciousness and the ability to channel and ascend a level of mastership and design this purple plate, to be used at this time on Earth. To assist you in your meditation, to assist you in your growth, in your dream state, I can't describe to you what's going to happen to you in your dream state. All I can say is, karmically speaking, spiritually speaking, your life will gain much more perspective, much more power, and just the miracles that have been reported from people that have had these plates have stretched from people that have been unemployed for 5 and 6 years, that have been disabled, that have not been able to get their lives rolling in relationships, whatever, or finances. I've got people making money left and right. I got people with brand new exciting careers. I've got people with businesses burgeoning. I've got actors and actresses beating the cattle calls and getting those parts, getting those roles. So I'm not saying that the plates will give you an edge, because it does depend on the motive, on the spiritual motive behind using the plates. I mean, if you try to use the plates for a selfish motive, then it's not going to work. You might have heard the story about how I took 2 tickets from the racetrack and put them on 2 separate horses that were like, one was a 27-to-1 shot and one was a 40-to-1 shot and an exacta. And we got back 2 payoffs totaling over $1,000 on a $4 bet. And trying to go further with the plates, it didn't work because you cannot abuse this energy. In other words, it's not attitudinal, proper thing, a healthy thing to take advantage of this God force. It is there to be used and to be reinforced by those that need it. Now, Ralph told me, he said, Farley, the people that are meant to have these plates know who they are, and these plates will find their own homes. And the one thing that I love about the plate, probably almost more than anything else, is by having these plates, it will help you understand all of the issues and concepts and topics that we discuss on this program. It will literally raise your consciousness, in my opinion, once again, and it'll literally help you grasp the issues, the concepts of astrology, of metaphysics, of karma, of psychic and spiritual growth, and of course, of the messianic consciousness, of the God force that is inside of us and every living being. So we're talking positive energy here, and it's pretty darned exciting. But if you are interested in getting these plates, we have two kinds of plates. We have the 3x5 inch plate, which is the small one, and the super plate, which is 11x12,